Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this video anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video on CalBanyan.com is important supplemental information, links, text, images, that kind of stuff. And there's also 400 plus other hypnosis training videos and audios and really cool stuff. So please go there. Hey, let me tell you about myself. Usually I have a co-host introduce me, but this is a very special once in a while type podcast. Once in a while, I'll take a hypnotherapist and just do an interview. And you guys can find out a little bit about their background, their orientation, the particular challenges they had in getting started up, and that kind of thing. So today I'm going to be interviewing Kelly Cohey, who works at our center. But first, let me tell you about myself. I've been in the profession for about 18 years full time. I have a master's degree in psychology. I've written books in hypnosis. One of the ones was Hypnosis, Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-authored with Gerald F. Kine, which was a number one category book for hypnosis and hypnotherapy on Amazon.com for a long, long time. It's still there. It's got like 60-something positive reviews. Please check it out. I'm also a trainer for the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I am the originator of 5-Path and 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, and we have trainers in Scandinavia, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, across the United States, and in Canada. So you can learn my stuff just about anywhere you are. All right, enough about me. Let me get on to Kelly Cohey. Let me tell you about her. In addition to being a National Guild of Hypnotists certified hypnotist, she works at our center. She's seeing clients every week. She went from, just like Brenda, from classroom to clients in a very short period of time. She has a master's degree in, this is kind of interesting, global affairs from NYU. Before becoming a hypnosis professional and working for us or at our center, she had a wide variety of experience working with the United States government, the United Nations, and nonprofits, particularly focusing on promoting human rights and humanitarian causes. Now, just on a more personal note, Kelly is just a very upbeat, positive, caring individual who, I mean, she's a person that really, really, really cares about her clients and doing quality work. How you doing, Kelly?
Hi, Cal. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciate your kind words. I'm doing great. I'm really happy to be here with you today.
So what was that like for you when I said, hey, Kelly, you want to do a podcast with me?
I jumped on it right away. I was super excited. I've been watching your podcast for some time now, and I really wanted to be a part of it.
Who's your favorite co-host?
So far, I would say it's Brenda.
I thought you would do the diplomatic thing, go, oh, well, I could never choose since you have all that training in, like, diplomatic affairs and stuff.
No, I'm being honest. I love Brenda.
Okay, cool. Well, Brenda's been kind of a big sister, big hypno sister to you, hasn't she?
Has. She's been a mentor, a friend, a hypno sister, all of the above.
Beautiful. Okay, so I've got a list of questions here, and I'm going to go through them, and hopefully as a result, our viewers will get inspired, maybe have a little bit of fun, and get a nugget or two that they can use tomorrow in session. So just to get things started, Kelly, what's the deal? What got you interested in actually becoming a hypnosis professional yourself?
Okay, so before I became a hypnotist, I was on a pathway. A vision I had for myself was to become sort of a peace ambassador of sorts. So I found myself in New York City studying global affairs and working for the US State Department and the United Nations. So I've been an idealist all my life, but I'm also a very impatient person. So I figured out after some time of being in government work, even working with the UN, how much their processes are very, very bureaucratic. There's a lot of red tape. The process is extremely slow, you know, to have change occur. And for my personality, this simply wasn't going to cut it, because I wanted to affect change in people's lives in a deep and lasting way, and I wanted that to happen like yesterday. So I did some research in alternative healing methods and I came across hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Now, I had been very familiar with the fact that you change your thoughts, you change your life, but I'd never thought about putting it into practice. But I did more research and I thought, and I found out rather, that this would be an amazing vehicle to help people. So that's how I got started.
How did you wind up in my class?
I came across your website when I was doing my research on how to become certified as quickly as possible here in Orange County, and your site came up right away. I loved everything that I saw, and so I signed up on the spot, and luckily for me, there was like one or two slots left in your class.
Well, we're really glad to have you. So there you are. You decide to get into hypnosis. You wind up in my class, and you started experiencing what it was really about, and perhaps having some changes in your own life. Is that right?
Oh, definitely, yes. Your course was beyond my expectations. I transformed in so many ways. Number one, being excited about being on this type of podcast with you, speaking in front of your class, in front of groups. This was not something that I was excited about before. I was more fearful. And so that became something that went away pretty rapidly following your course.
Okay, so Kelly, what has hypnosis done for you personally? I mean, are you a true believer? Did something happen for you in your life with hypnosis?
Most definitely, with practicing Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis ever since you taught it to me, each and every day I see amazing transformations in my thought processes and how I behave with others, and my relationships are changing around me. Everything is just so much more joyful and so much more full, compared to how I was living before.
Beautiful. So, and so now, then your goal was you went through the class and you just said, gosh, this is for me. And
Yes.
then you decided to go into practice for yourself. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's see. So tell me about really how you did that. How did you go from classroom to clients?
Well, your training set me and the other grads up to be successful, I feel, from the get-go, because not only did you give us the amazing techniques of Five Path and Seventh Path self-hypnosis, but you also set us up with the business starter pack that I could purchase, which I did. And this had all kind of forms and marketing materials and everything that I needed really to get started logistically right away. So that was extremely helpful. And also, I would say working with Maureen, your wife, on the sales side of things, that was extremely eye-opening and very important, because like you said, what's the technique if you don't have clients coming in the door?
Right. In fact, that was so good that what we did was we actually did an audio recording of her doing that personal training with you and then put it in the Business Startup Pack, the new version 2.1, right?
That's correct. Yes, I highly recommend that.
See, when you came here, you never knew you'd be a hypno-media star, did you?
I didn't envision it at first, but after a time seeing Brenda doing it, I'm like, oh, I think I could be part of that too. That would be amazing.
Okay. So now tell me a little bit about your practice. Tell everybody, where you are, what you do, that kind of thing.
Sure. So my practice is here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California, and I serve all of Orange County. Really, anyone and everyone that's looking to make deep, lasting change and wants results quickly, please be in contact with me because I'm your girl. So, basically, in my practice, my clients' needs and their goals are my number one focus. I do my best to make them feel comfortable and safe about hypnosis from the very beginning. Usually, that starts with the first phone call, the free phone consultation that I offer to people. So basically, I answer all their questions, allay any fears, concerns from the get-go, before they even come into my office. And I try to build that relationship even on the phone. Also, I provide support throughout the process during our sessions, in between our sessions, and when our sessions finish, because I feel that's integral to their success.
Where are you finding that you're drawing clients from? What area?
Mostly, you know, they come from Irvine, they come from Mission Viejo, they come from all around Orange County.
Perfect. What is your, kind of give me a little bit more of what's going on inside you. What is your philosophy as far as helping clients?
I like to approach each and every client with a mind, body, spirit sort of holistic approach. I realize that the person walking in the door is not their issue. Their issue is simply a part of them that they are looking to work towards, through rather, to become their better self. And so that usually guides my intuitive part of my process of how I approach the practice.
That's very interesting. So, and very much I'm the same way. I'm, you know, it's not the client who is the problem. There's some kind of program or
yes,
some misinformation or some old emotion that's motivating some, you know, unfortunate behavior. They're trying to cope with the emotion, that kind of thing, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So now, why do you think in your mind, because, you know, people call and maybe they've talked to other hypnotists besides yourself. Why do they select you? What is it that you do on the phone or in person with the potential client that causes that potential client to say, I want to work with Kelly as opposed to maybe someone else down the road?
On that one, I can only go by what my clients have said, and they've mentioned that I make them feel at ease very quickly, very easily on the phone when they first arrive here. I just have, I guess, a natural ability for that, and people open up very easily to me. I'm friendly, I'm open and warm and professional, and also I think that people can sense if you have any kind of agenda, whereas truly for me, it's about the service and about helping them. I think that people have a good sense, a vibe, if they connect with you on the phone to start. Also, I think they can tell I love what I do.
Very cool. So when you're on the phone, do you think about some of the things that Maureen has taught you about handling the phone?
Yes, definitely.
Can you share one thing that maybe sticks in your mind that when you answer the phone, you're ready to talk to a client, that you use that Maureen taught you?
That basically you want to spend a good amount of time with the person. You don't want to feel scripted in any way. It should be very natural what you're saying to them. I think that if they feel any sort of sales pitchy kind of vibe, that it's not going to come across very well. So you want to come across confident, you know, in your abilities and also in the fact that, you know, you are a hypnotist here at the Banyan Center, and things, there are things that set you apart because of that. So I think it's just about explaining to them the difference of what I offer versus what perhaps other hypnotherapists offer.
Okay, so as you're talking about that, you're talking about earlier, you know, we were talking about going from classroom to clients, and then we're talking about instilling a feeling of confidence in yourself and then in your potential clients so they'll be confident in booking the appointment. And I'm thinking about, how did you go from, you know, when you first start learning stuff, you're not feeling confident. How did you become that person that's not only confident, but can instill that feeling of confidence in your potential client's mind as you're talking to them on the phone?
You know, I will say it this way, I feel that having a good instructor and a good leader is integral to that, because you as an instructor helped to instill that confidence in me by being supportive constantly. You know, by always pushing, by being a coach, I think that that's something that I adopted pretty much right away. As soon as I started to talk to clients, as soon as I started to see clients, that methodology, it's inspiring. It puts hope in you. And so that, I think that's my answer on that one.
You know, really, When I was starting out, I didn't want to be the lone hypnotist. I wanted to have a hypnosis center, and I basically modeled it on the counseling centers, psychological centers I'd worked in before I got into the world of hypnosis full time. And I wanted to have this collegial environment where other hypnotists were working with clients, and so that I could bounce ideas off of them. And then I developed the 5-path and 7-path systems, and I can really say to, you know, you and Brenda and all of the students that this process is proven. It's not just proven that Cal can get results with it, but if Brenda has, you know, you talk to Brenda and she's confident, and you talk to Erica and she's confident, you talk to Celeste, she says it works, and then you talk to someone that's, you know, she's in Texas and Erica's up in Washington and you're here, but you know, you talk to other grads at the convention and stuff, and they might be in Singapore or Scotland or Lebanon or South Africa, and they go, it works there too. And so when you have a system like that that's been so proven, then it gives you that kind of initial confidence to even try it and start experiencing the success yourself, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Having the community and having the support means everything.
And I like to say this, real confidence comes from success. You know, once you see that person stop smoking, or that person get over that fear or phobia, or that person, you know, have that self-esteem boost, or get over those anger problems, and you see that the same system is working for all those different things, then when someone comes in for something you've never worked on before, then you can loan that confidence to that new issue. Because, you know, other people have had success with that issue with the same system. Does that match your experience?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I love 5-path and 7th path for that reason, exactly. There's such a flow and a beautiful structure to it. And it really is universal. It can be used on every single issue with every single client.
So Kelly, speaking of clients and success, can you kind of give us a little bit of a taste of maybe an interesting case you've had?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So once there was a young man that came to see me to improve his self-confidence, and when he showed up to the office, he was very, very meek and timid and shy, nervous, fidgety, he couldn't look me in the eye. It was very, very difficult in the pre-hypnosis interview to really get him to open up. You know, it took some coaxing, but finally he mentioned that he was feeling somewhat depressed, kind of lonely, frustrated, sad, unmotivated, you name it. What was encouraging was, even at the end of that first session, I could tell a difference. He brightened, and he even said he felt more hopeful. And then by the 3rd session, when he walked in the door, it was like a whole new person. He was joking, he was jovial, he was happy, he was talkative. I couldn't get him to shut up, basically. It was great. But he was very excited about his new process and new life. And even when the process finished, he sent me an email update to, you know, show me what's going on in his life. And you mentioned that he's going to the gym, he's eating healthy, he's being really social, he's going out on lots of dates now, and, you know, engaging with family. And he mentioned that he really feels like he found himself again. And to me, that was really rewarding.
So that's, you know, and that's just so typical. Can you tell us, and I don't expect you to remember every little thing, but like kind of in general, what you might remember from what you did that was important for him in the 1st session, 2nd session, and so on?
I think, you know, mostly to talk about hypnosis a lot in the beginning. He had a couple questions, a little bit of fear surrounding it. So in the pre-hypnosis interview, I spent a good amount of time with him just talking about hypnosis, just having him feel at ease with it, you know, going into the chair afterwards. I think also getting to know his history, just being very warm and very open to him. I think he felt that, and I think that made a huge difference, you know, and relating to him in some ways and motivating him, being the coach.
Okay, cool. So, like when you would, you know, when we do this kind of work, one of the things we want to do is we find how they changed mentally and emotionally, and you'd have him put endings to these sentences. I've changed because now I know, and I've changed because now I feel. Does anything stick out that what kind of mental, emotional breakthroughs he had?
He was saying, because now I know I'm strong and I can do this and I'm confident, my life is up to me, this type of thing.
Right. And is that stuff you gave him in direct suggestion, or is that stuff that he just recognized as a result of the process?
Those were things that he recognized as a result of the process.
Yeah, good. And that's what's really important about doing 5-path and 7-path, is that the hypnotist doesn't really have to know what that person has to know. You don't have to evaluate them. It's not some kind of psychological thing where you do an evaluation, decide they have a deficit in this or whatever, and then you have to decide what they need to know, what insights they have to do, and try to bring about those insights. You just take them through a process that reveals these insights and strengthens them as they need to be strengthened. Is that correct?
Yes, and I find that it's so much more powerful that way. Yes, they will give you the benefits of the change that they wish to make, and that's critical, that's important, you know, in the first stages of direct suggestion and throughout the process, but a lot of what we work with, like you said, is insight therapies, and it's way more powerful to guide the person towards those discoveries. That makes it long-lasting for them.
Cool. So, you know, 5-path has, you know, the phase 1 is the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. Phase 2 is age regression. Phase 3 is forgiveness of others. Phase 4 is forgiveness of self. And phase 5 is not always used. It's there for when there's secondary gain, and it's parts of mediation work. Do you have a favorite phase that you like?
I particularly love to work with forgiveness. I think it's so powerful, releasing that anger, like towards any of those that have hurt them in their lives, but most especially forgiveness of self. I find that incredibly empowering for every client that I've seen.
Beautiful. Very good. All right, I just got a couple more questions. I'll wrap it up. I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to come in and do this interview with me. I'd like to ask hypnotists, what do you wish other people outside of the profession knew about hypnosis? What, I mean, if you could wave the wand and everybody would just know something about hypnosis, maybe it overcomes a fear or misconception or something, what would you want people to know more about hypnosis?
For me, that's easy, and it's very simple, that hypnosis works. And I see it all the time with the people coming into this office. They've tried everything they can think of for years and years and years to work on their issue. And they walk out of the office, you know, satisfied with the process, but wishing that they knew about hypnosis, that they knew about hypnotherapy years ago. And perhaps they wouldn't have had to spend, you know, the time, the money, the resources, like say on traditional talk therapy with some results, but limited, versus hypnotherapy with rapid results even after a few sessions. So I think that's really validating.
Absolutely. So Kelly, what do you see your future in the profession being like?
That's an interesting question, because I feel like my process is still evolving. But I would say that I see myself teaching in groups, 7th path self-hypnosis for sure. I see myself as somewhat of an educator, maybe a hypnosis ambassador sort of thing, where I would be speaking at different forums, small, large, maybe NGH convention at some point. Also, I do love assistant training here for your certification courses. I love working with the students, helping them improve their skills, helping them to feel confident about going into this profession. And also, I've thought about becoming a trainer at some point, although I would need to train students outside of Orange County.
Mm. Yeah, and for all you guys out there and gals, you know, just like I talk about Brenda, she helps out in class. You know, I do 99% of the class. Brenda or Kelly and Maureen, they go around and they help supervise the practice times, keep everybody on track, answering questions and stuff like that. And then they'll come into the class at the beginning of the day and kind of give some observations in class about what's going on, what's improving, what needs more work and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just like, I know that I am the most fortunate person in the hypnosis profession to have all the support that I have, and you know, people who really are true believers helping me do the work, and helping our students grow. You become a five-pather and you become part of the five-path family. You start getting our support on the groups, and you'll find that Brenda and Kelly and Erica and you know, so many others, including Celeste, one of the, my first co-hosts, are in there coaching and helping even after you've graduated. Okay, what is there anything that you want to talk about or mention that I haven't asked you about?
I wanted to speak actually about our Hypnospace community that you've created. I just wanted to say that being a part of that for me has been truly instrumental in my success, not only in sharing best practices that I've had so far, but also having a lot of support, a lot of questions answered. The marketing group is especially helpful for those getting started. I just really encourage people to really be a part of that and sign up to the groups, maybe become leaders at some point for those groups, and yeah.
Perfect. What do you see the future of hypnosis?
I see the future of hypnosis being very solid and very positive, mostly because we live in the age of the internet, and now more and more hypnotists are using social media. They're blogging, they're doing things like this on podcasts. Our clients are yelping, you know, the word is spreading that hypnosis works and it is successful and people have a very good response to it. So I feel like it's a matter of time, you know, people are searching, they do want new methods, they do want new solutions to their issues and they want it now. So I do feel like because there's that desire, there's that demand that they will find it. I also see that integrative medicine is becoming much more popular, meaning where people will use medical treatment alongside alternative medicine such as hypnosis, hypnotherapy, to have a holistic approach to their issue. I also see a wave of naturopathy and people wanting to use natural methods, hypnosis being one of those, so they could use that alongside yoga, alongside acupuncture, things like this, for their overall treatment. So I see those two side by side waves happening.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. You guys watching out there, I'm going to try to hold Kelly for just one more podcast. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We got a whole bunch of different topics that I'd be interested in discussing with her. So next week, we should have one more podcast out with Kelly, because I think that's just, since we got her here and we're rolling along, I think there's a few things that we could do that could be really useful to you viewers. All right, so real quick little thing. We've got a NGH-proof Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course coming up. It's our 10-day course with 5-path, 7-path training, with Brenda, with Maureen, with Kelly, and it's July 6th through the 17th with the 2 days in the middle off because that's the weekend. And then we also have the Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification course, May 3rd through May 9th. That's Saturday through Sunday. And that's the exact same course, except we don't spend so much time on the basics because this is for people who are already certified and we can get right in to the intermediate and advanced work, you know, after that first day, that we make sure we've got everybody on the same page. All right, that's it. I want to see you on our Hypnospace. I want to see you on facebook.com/hypnosisetc for Hypnosis Etc., name of this program. We just hit 2,300 likes. Thank you very much. Keep liking us, and we'll keep posting videos. All right, Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.